It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt, and today we are talking Braves baseball. We bring in our Braves reporter, Mark Bowman, for us here at MLB.com. Mark, the Braves make their first significant round of cuts, and I know there are a couple of guys who this organization is very high on who were sent down, but they have a bright future with this team. What exactly is that future, and what did they see that they were so high on?
Well, Mike Soroka and Colby Allard they've been linked since they were drafted 14 picks apart in the first round there in 2015, and they experienced their first big league camp together this year, and neither of them disappointed. They certainly made the most of the chance to show how close they are to the big leagues. I'd say Soroka could get a call within the first few months. And Allard, you know, after a few more months of physically maturing, developing a little bit more, I wouldn't be surprised if he's deemed major league ready by the end of the season as well. I think that there was a big difference this year that you saw in this camp is how much more advanced and how much higher a ceiling this next wave of prospects has than the other pitching prospects that the Braves have brought up. This is, you know, he saw a little bit better product with Max Fried last year, and while he's still a prospect, you know, the Colby Allards and Mike Soroka and Kyle Wright, who was sent back to last year's top overall pick, he was sent back to minor league camp about a week ago. Those three guys, you see that's truly where the future of this rotation. They will, each of those guys will have a significant influence on, you know, how the Atlanta rotation is formed and fared over the next 5, 6, 10 years. So, you know, I think that's what stood out. Obviously, everyone knows about Ronald Acuna, what he did. I think, you know, while his numbers have been great, I don't know if anyone's really surprised. I'd say that Soroka and Austin Riley, who was still in camp, probably stood out, you know, and made the strongest impressions and probably enhanced their stocks, their respective stocks, more than any other prospect in camp this year.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about more about Ronald Acuna, because people are so high on this guy, and he's performing this spring, living up to these expectations, which isn't always the case, especially for a guy who is young. But, you know, he's got the experience, MVP of the Arizona Fall League, and this fan base has been absolutely starving to see him succeed, and he's doing that so well this spring. Last I checked, he was hitting .423 and, you know, kind of knocking the ball around. What specifically stood out to you that surprised you the most about his success?
You know, I just think the way he's handled himself. He's been, you know, it's just a very professional manner. You know, he's 19 years old. Think about all of us when we were 19 or 20 years old, whatever you want to say. He did have his 20th birthday a couple months ago. I guess I got to remember that every once in a while. But anyhow, what I'm saying is he's still young. You know, think about yourself at that stage of your life, whatever you were doing. We certainly weren't in this type of limelight. I just think he's handled himself in a very professional manner, for lack of a better word. I don't really just want to use that one, but it just kind of stands out that he got a taste of this last year. He's not overwhelmed by the environment. And you're kind of seeing why I think he'll be there in Atlanta's lineup by April 13th is the first date they could do it without losing a year of control. I'm guessing maybe they'll do it on April 16th just to have him make his debut there at home. That's the start of a home stance. So, you know, this guy does it defensively. He can run. You know, he hits for power. He is the best prospect the Braves have brought up through the ranks since Andrew Jones. You know, like I think I said this a couple weeks ago, some fans say, well, what about Hayward, Frank Gore? This guy's on a completely different level. He is major league ready right now. And the Atlanta fans will get to see him here within about a month.
All right. How about Danny Santana, who also is having an excellent spring? Again, in around 20 at-bats, last I checked, he was hitting like 500. So what's working well for him? What's he saying?
You know, a guy like that, an on-roster invitee, he's making the most of. He knows he had to come in here and win a job. I think I had him listed as a favorite to win the job before camp began. And I wouldn't consider him a lock because you know, they still could go out and get another outfielder. But, you know, based on the current mix, you know, they saw what he could do last year after they acquired him from the Twins. He's not going to be a game changer or anything like that, you know, but at the same time, he has a little bit of pop in his bat. It's a nice bat to have on your bench for right now, especially for, you know, a team going through a rebuild. You know, I'm not sure exactly – you know, what his long-term future is with the club, but here's a guy that, you know, if he can get back to where he was the first 2 months or so, 2 or 3 months with the Braves, you know, that's a nice guy, nice piece to have on your bench because, you know, not only is he a switch hitter, but he can play the infield and the outfield.
You also got Ozzie Albies, who in around the same amount of at-bats is hitting about 360, mm-hmm. and I know he is aiming to be a star with the Braves. How's that looking so far?
You know what, Ozzie is living up to all expectations. It's kind of weird to think that here he is in his third big league camp already, you know, at 20 years old. And, you know, he got his taste of the big league last year. And you know, one thing that stands out about Albies, it's not just the numbers. The numbers are going to come when you, you know, center a lot of balls. The contact he's making here early in camp. You know, he came to camp ready and you know, his off-season endeavors have paid off. But, you know, last year at this time, he was still worried about the fractured elbow he had the year before. Where, you know, now he's playing pretty easy, no concerns. You know, the one question is, you know, how will he keep making adjustments and make improvements from the left side of the plate? He started to do that late last year. The numbers, you saw how much he improved after being up there at the big league level for a couple of weeks, and you know, from what I can tell, that swing from the left hand side still looks much improved, as you know, compared to where it was not only at this time last year but throughout, you know, a significant portion of last summer.
All right, how about Johan Camargo hitting about 250 in 20 at bats so far, and I know he was one of the biggest surprises of this team in 2017 for the Braves, looking to have a big breakout 2018. What's the team expecting from him?
Well, I think that, you know, they want him to basically do what he did last year. You know, you're looking at another switch hitter. That he, you know, a lot of his home runs last year, I think what he had, four home runs, like three of the four, came from the right side. You know, we did see him hit a home run from the left side here already in camp or during a Grapefruit League game. And I think that, you know, obviously he came to camp as the favorite to be the starting third baseman. Nothing's changed there. He is the best defensive infielder in the system, in my mind. Here's the thing: you put him at third, you put him in that lineup every day. If Dansby Swanson struggles, and you've got to move him to short, that's fine. And that's part of the reason they went and got Ryan Shemp this week. That doesn't mean Shemp's going to be the guy, because, you know, right now, while Rio Ruiz struck out a lot, you know, I might choose to give Rio the at-bats, you know, instead of Shemp. But, you know, Shemp had 14 homers last year and 20 the year before for the Padres. He's been there, done that, but at the same time, we all know what's, you know, the consistency element is just not part of his game. And that's why, you know, that's why the Rays were willing to give up on him after just 2 weeks. So, you know, looking ahead, my guess is that Camargo will be at third base for a significant part of the year, but if he does have to make the move to short, you know, they know that he can handle that position as well.
All right, and then how about Ruiz, who has basically the most at-bats on the team so far this spring and hitting around 170. What's the reason for his struggles?
Well, he struck out quite a bit. You know, they're during the early on portion of the Grapefruit League season, there's been a lot of swing and miss. You know, that's been one thing that that's plagued him in the past. You don't get overly concerned about what you see the first 2 weeks in terms of numbers, but at the same time, you don't want to see that here over the final couple of weeks of camp either. So, you know, I think that Ruiz has a lot of potential. I don't know if he's ever going to be an everyday player at the big league level, but you cannot count this guy out because of his, you know, he's got a tremendous work ethic. He is a good athlete. He was recruited, at one point in time, USC contacted him about playing quarterback. So he has some athleticism. He's lost the weight, has more mobility there at third, or agility, whichever one you want to use. And at the same time, there's plenty of time for him to continue to add some consistency to his game. We saw him, he homered off his, I don't think it was Scherzer, but it was his first home run last year. So, you know, he's been there. He's done that. He's got a taste of the big leagues. Now it's time for him to prove that he belongs there.
All right. Sounds good. That'll be interesting. By the way, also, I know fans are itching to know when Ronald Acuna is going to be up. The last I heard, they're projecting around mid-April, so they'll still have team control through 2024. Is that the latest, or what have you heard?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the April 13th date is the first date they could bring him up and maintain that extra year of control. That is the opening game at Wrigley Field, the opener of a three-game series at Wrigley Field. My guess is they'll either do it that day or possibly wait until April 16th when they open up a homestand there at SunTrust Park and maybe just give him his debut in front of the home crowd.
All right, so they don't have to wait too long. We've got to wait just a little bit longer, and they'll be able to see their star there with the Braves. That's going to do it for us here on MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox, and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So, why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.